Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today, I am delighted to be joined by two leaders in the visual cloud arena. The first is Jim Blakely, GM of the Visual Cloud Computing Group at Intel. And the second is Ian McLarty, President at PhoenixNap. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So why don't we just get started with a conversation about Visual Cloud. Jim, do you want to introduce how Intel is seeing the Visual Cloud opportunity and what that means in terms of industry engagement as well as end customer experiences being delivered?
We think of the Visual Cloud as sort of the implementation of visual computing in end-to-end data center network and end device environments. And that really means everything from video capture and delivery to end users, graphics from the cloud, things like cloud-based gaming or virtual workstations, virtual desktops, media analytics, so computer vision, computer face recognition, those sorts of applications, as well as what we're seeing more and more these days, which we refer to as immersive media, augmented reality, virtual reality, 360 video, panoramic video, all sorts of new and interesting use cases and applications that people drive. Historically, a lot of these applications have been built by companies that pretty much run all their infrastructure in-house. They build it from the ground up and make it work on their own environments because that gives them complete control over the workload and the experience. But we're increasingly seeing what we refer to as cloud natives, or what I like to think of as visual cloud natives, who build those applications to run in cloud-based environments. And one of the reasons we're really excited about what we've been doing with PhoenixNap is that they provide one of the environments, infrastructure as a service environment, that lets cloud native application developers actually host their applications in a public cloud environment. PhoenixNap is really the first that's enabled this based on some of Intel's core technology in here, the Iris Pro graphics-based Xeon E3 processors.
So Ian, why don't you give us some background on PhoenixNap? I think Jim just did a nice setup for your engagement in the visual cloud arena, but tell me a little bit about the company and where you're seeing market opportunity in this space.
PhoenixNap, we started as a data center operator, actually, of all things, in 2009, and we quickly transitioned into infrastructure as a service. And we also didn't want to be just a regional player, even though we kept the name PhoenixNap. Originally, it was Phoenix Network Access Point. We quickly grew to different locales. So today, we're in multiple locations in the U.S. We're in three locations, Phoenix, Ashburn, Virginia, Atlanta, Georgia. We've also expanded into Netherlands, also into Eastern Europe and Serbia, and in Asia Pac and Singapore. And we continue to get more demand for constant expansion of new sites and locations. And that's really a customer drive to really tackle different markets. So a lot of our clients really are focusing on not just delivering services that we provide on the infrastructure as a service side, but being able to target new market verticals. When we first opened up Netherlands, 98% of the customer base that we actually had were companies from the U.S. that wanted to get into Europe, that wanted to get into Western Europe. And so we're seeding a lot of our locations first with an existing customer base that just is going through an expansion phase. We at PhoenixNap have focused a lot on cloud services and infrastructure services, but we kind of define them in two different ways. So we have what we call bare metal dedicated servers, which is actually what the Iris Pro graphics processor launch was on. It was not so much on a hypervisor-based cloud product, but it was based on a highly automated, self-provisioned, very easy-to-consume service engagement with dedicated server resources. And then we also do a more traditional VMware-related stacks of private cloud, hybrid cloud, and also public cloud. But with very different use cases, we see on the bare metal side, really more a client that is going after specialized IT workloads. Many of the ones that Jim mentioned, they really are the next expansion phase. And so what we're helping companies that are especially in the startup mode or in a fast growth mode is to be able to get those dedicated IT resources quickly and to launch to new markets in a rapid fashion.
Now, when we look at the use cases here and the workload optimization that needs to be done to deliver real-time video transcoding, what is a different approach in terms of the underlying technology under the hood, Jim, that enables this experience? And where is Intel investing in terms of technology innovation?
So the primary product that PhoenixNap has deployed for the Visual Cloud, they obviously have a full suite of server and storage-based offerings. But the one that we're particularly excited about here is the deployment of the Intel Xeon E3 processor with Iris Pro graphics. And that processor itself can be used for many, many different kinds of visual cloud workloads. It supports graphics rendering as well as OpenCL programming that can let you do any sort of image processing or video processing. But particularly for video transcoding or media transcoding, as you asked, Allison, there's a technology in that platform called QuickSync Video. that really does a lot of acceleration of video processing. It supports ABC, HEVC, coding and decoding and encoding, and really gives a very, very flexible and very, very high density platform for cloud-based applications that need to deliver video.
Now, Ian, obviously, you've seen a unique market opportunity here, and there's been a lot of talk about the growth of video transcoding in terms of a percentage of internet traffic. Can you tell me a little bit about what you're seeing in the market today, and what is the growth driver of opportunity in this space?
What we're seeing clients coming to us for are more specialized IT workloads. And we can define them under different transcoding and encoding, but that's kind of a general use case, right? Really, it's about the creation of new business cases. And people are getting creative. I mean, there are more Bay Area companies, more people that are defining different software development stacks. And so what they're tired of absorbing are the very generic resources that are out there. And they're really looking at a more customized solution in a sense, right, that is more geared towards their workload, but in a cost-effective manner. That's always the balance, right, when you scale out. And so many of our clients are seeing scale-out issues where they go generic cloud, and they're like, okay, this is actually costing me more to produce and to deliver to my clients. There has got to be another way of doing this. So they're going more the GPU route. Then they're figuring out very quickly that public cloud GPU doesn't work as advertised. A lot of times resources are not available to you when you need them. They're not guaranteed. So what they're looking for more is something that they can burst up quickly. They're looking for the best of both worlds. Burst up quickly, do it in a scale-out fashion, and yet be able to do it effectively. We bring a good balance of that. We bring a good balance with scale out, with infrastructure that is more dedicated to their workload. And because it's more dedicated to their workload, they can get do a lower cost basis around that.
Now, I know that Phoenix Snap also has a really exciting offering in terms of opportunity to try some of your services. Can you tell me that?
Yes. In collaboration with Intel, we have several proof of concept environments that can be utilized by clients that really want to kick the tires and test the systems. That's available to any client that wants to do a proof of concept. We could allocate multiple resources so they can do a proper dev test environment or even soft production environment before they have any kind of commitment to us.
So I'm sure that there's folks online who want to find out more about this service offering. Can you tell them where to go in terms of finding out more information?
Sure. We want to make it as easy as possible for clients to get to the resources. So it's actually on our main website on phoenixsnap.com. It'll be one of the first images they see in the carousel with a Try It Now location.
This is an area of rapid innovation by the industry. We know that 2017 will be no different in that capacity. Can you tell me about things that you guys are excited to see in the market this year?
Sure. I would say that just the innovation that's happening in the augmented reality and virtual reality space over the last year, I think Pokemon Go was sort of the breakout for AR-based applications, but now we're seeing just a lot of new innovation in that space as well as in the 360 video space, and also new application and interesting sets of applications that combine the media space with the analytics space, both for consumer use, but also for B2B training and conferencing kinds of applications that people are looking at in the analytics space.
And Ian, do you have anything to add on that?
We're also seeing more uptick on machine learning. And again, this goes very well hand in hand with a lot of the new applications that people are trying to develop, especially in manufacturing, right? And trying to really automate more of the workforce. So that to me is very exciting. That takes a lot of back-end processes and a lot of back-end infrastructure, right, to support. So definitely seeing an uptick in that as well.
Fantastic. Well, guys, thank you so much for being on the program. I just have one more question for you, Jim. If folks want to find out more information about what Intel's investing in this space, where would you send them?
So two places. One, go to the Intel website and just do a search for Visual Cloud. We have a lot of content on there, and there's a landing page on the Intel website that talks about a lot of what we and our partners are doing in the space. Also, you can look on Twitter, search the hashtag Visual Cloud, and we post a lot of what's going on in the industry to that hashtag.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, guys, for being on the program today. It's a real pleasure. Have a wonderful day and hope to have you guys back on the show very soon.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Allison. Always a pleasure.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.